Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. High Ground: How Business Can Do the Right Thing in a Turbulent World is a nonfiction business ethics and leadership book by Allison Taylor, published by Harvard Business Review Press. It addresses a central problem for contemporary organizations. The old model of limiting ethics to compliance, anti-bribery rules, and reputation management is no longer enough. Taylor argues that companies now operate in a climate of stakeholder scrutiny, social polarization, employee activism, and hyper-transparency, which forces leaders to think more broadly about responsibility, rather than offering abstract moral slogans. The book focuses on how businesses can make realistic decisions about purpose, culture, environmental and social priorities, and public engagement on contentious issues. Its purpose is practical as well as analytical to help leaders move from defensive posturing to clearer governance and more credible ethical action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why compliance-based ethics is no longer sufficient. A core argument in the book is that traditional corporate ethics frameworks were built for a narrower world. In earlier eras, business ethics often meant preventing clearly illegal conduct, such as bribery, fraud, or accounting manipulation through policies, controls, and training. Taylor shows that this approach does not fully address the more complicated challenges companies face now, where the pressure often comes from social expectations, public scrutiny, and conflicts between groups of stakeholders. The book treats ethics less as a legal defense mechanism and more as a strategic leadership issue. That shift matters because a company can technically comply with the law while still damaging trust through poor labor practices, weak environmental decisions, or silence on issues that affect employees and communities. Taylor does not suggest abandoning rules. Instead, she argues that rules are only a starting point. Leaders must develop judgment, not just checklists, if they want to respond credibly to modern ethical risk. Secondly, transparency, mistrust, and the new demands on corporate trust. Higher Ground places strong emphasis on the modern environment of hyper-transparency. Social media, fast-moving news cycles, and activist scrutiny make it much harder for companies to control their narratives or hide inconsistent behavior. Taylor argues that this environment has changed the cost of inauthenticity. Surface-level commitments are quickly challenged, and organizations are often judged not by polished statements, but by how closely they align words and actions. The result is a trust deficit that companies cannot solve through branding alone. The book explains that rebuilding trust requires consistency, clearer priorities, and a willingness to accept that not every stakeholder will be satisfied. This is one of Taylor's most practical insights. Credibility does not come from claiming universal approval, but from defining what the organization stands for and demonstrating it over time. In that sense, transparency is not just a communications issue. It is a management discipline that forces internal coherence and external accountability. Thirdly, setting environmental and social priorities instead of trying to please everyone. Another important theme is the need for companies to make choices about environmental and social priorities rather than treating every issue as equally important. Taylor is skeptical of broad, vague commitments that sound responsible but do not create real guidance for action. She argues that leaders must cut through confusion and decide where the company can have meaningful impact. What responsibilities are central to its business model, and which expectations fall outside its legitimate role? This is a significant departure from stakeholder rhetoric that can become too expansive to be operational. The book suggests that organizations should avoid promising to solve every social problem, because that usually leads to inconsistency or backlash. Instead, they should identify a limited set of priorities that are aligned with their expertise, operations, and values. That approach is more demanding than public relations language because it requires trade-offs, but it is also more credible. Taylor's point is that strategic clarity is itself an ethical act when the alternative is performative ambiguity. Fourthly, how to respond to political and societal controversy without losing legitimacy. Taylor devotes considerable attention to the question of when businesses should speak out on social and political issues. This is one of the book's most distinctive themes because it recognizes that companies are now pulled into debates that were once seen as outside the scope of business. She does not argue that every organization should become politically vocal. Instead, she shows that leaders need a disciplined framework for deciding when public action is appropriate, when silence is wiser, and how to avoid turning principled positions into empty symbolism. The challenge is especially acute in polarized environments, where almost any statement can alienate someone. Taylor's response is to emphasize legitimacy, relevance, and consistency. A company should speak when an issue clearly connects to its people, operations, or values, and it should be prepared to act internally as well as externally. This keeps firms from using social causes as marketing tools, while still allowing them to respond responsibly when genuine stakes are involved. Lastly, healthy organizational culture as a source of strategic advantage. The book argues that internal culture is not a soft add-on, but one of the main ways companies create long-term value. Taylor places unusual emphasis on respect for employees, psychological safety, and the quality of everyday leadership behavior. Her argument is that culture becomes a strategic asset only when employees experience fairness, clarity, and consistency, not just when leaders announce values from the top. This is particularly relevant in workplaces that face conflicting demands, pressure to perform, pressure to innovate, and pressure to support employee well-being. Taylor shows that these tensions cannot be solved by slogans or generic engagement programs. They require managers to rethink authority, communication, and decision-making. A healthy culture also matters because it is where ethical failures often begin or are prevented. Weak internal norms can make external commitments meaningless. In this way, the book connects culture to governance and risk management, showing that how people are treated inside the company is inseparable from how the company is judged outside it. In conclusion, Higher Ground is best suited for CEOs, corporate managers, board members, compliance leaders, ESG professionals, and students of business ethics who want a realistic account of what responsible leadership looks like today. It is especially useful for readers who are frustrated with simplistic debates about whether companies should be neutral, vocal, or activist, because Taylor replaces those abstractions with a clearer way to think about purpose, legitimacy, and trade-offs. The book offers practical value by helping organizations clarify priorities, strengthen internal culture, and respond more intelligently to stakeholder pressure and public controversy. Intellectually, it stands out because it does not reduce ethics to either law or branding. Instead, it treats ethics as part of governance, strategy, and organizational behavior. Compared with many books in the ESG and corporate responsibility space, it is more skeptical of corporate posturing and more attentive to the real limits of business. That realism is what makes it distinctive. It does not promise a simple formula for doing good, but it does provide a sharper framework for making defensible decisions in a divided and highly visible world. If you would like to support Allison Taylor, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.